Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Thursday, April 25th, 2024. I'm Rob Dunwood. Meta reported Q1 2024 earnings after close of business Wednesday, with revenue up 27% year over year to $36.46 billion, net income up 117% to $12.37 billion, and family daily active people up 7% to 3.24 billion for March. The better-than-expected Q1 results, however, didn't keep Meta stock from plunging 16% in after-hours trading because of weak Q2 guidance and concerns over plans to invest aggressively in artificial intelligence. Capital expenditure for the year will be in the $35 to $40 billion range, up from previous guidance of $30 to $37 billion. Meta CEO Mark Zuckerberg is asking investors for patience and stated smart investors see that the product is scaling and that there is a clear monetizable opportunity there even before the revenue materializes in the statement after the earnings report. The largest U.S. chip maker, Micron Technology Incorporated, has been awarded $6.1 billion in CHIPS Act grants and as much as $7.5 billion in loans to bolster its $125 billion pledge over the next 20 years to build four factories in New York and one in Idaho, $50 billion coming by 2030. The company also separately applied for funding to support a project in Virginia, according to documents filed last week. President Joe Biden is traveling to Syracuse, New York, as part of an announcement event and plans to discuss how his agenda is shoring up the U.S. economy. Just 2 days after the European Union opened an investigation into the so-called task and reward mechanism in the TikTok Lite app, citing concerns over an addictive design that could pose a mental health risk for young people, social media platforms suspended the feature in the EU. TikTok has a legal obligation under the Digital Services Act to mitigate systemic risk in areas like child safety and mental health. TikTok failed, however, to provide a risk assessment report on the feature when questioned by EU enforcers, and via a post on X said that it is voluntarily suspending the rewards feature in the region to address concerns. In other TikTok news, a U.S. ban on the social media platform could have a potentially devastating impact on some U.K. businesses. Some 1.5 million U.K. businesses operate on the app, according to TikTok. U.K. vendors on the platform are concerned that their U.S. sales could be significantly impacted, which in some cases are 20% to 50% of their total business. The Kenyan government shares similar concerns with the U.S. on TikTok, but has advised lawmakers against banning the platform, instead recommending stricter oversight by regulators. Rather than imposing a ban on TikTok, the ministry proposes adoption of a co-regulation model, the Information and Communication Ministry said in an advisory to the panel, which was shared with Reuters on Thursday. The Democratic Republic of Congo's government questioned Apple on concerns that the company's supply chain may be tainted by conflict minerals sourced from the Central African nation. A group of international lawyers engaged on behalf of the Congolese state sent a list of questions to Apple on April 22nd and demanded answers within 3 weeks. Although Apple has affirmed that it verifies the origins of minerals it uses to manufacture its products, those claims do not appear to be based on concrete, verifiable evidence, said Robert Amsterdam, one of the lawyers in the international group. Xiaomi says SU7 EV orders have reached 75,723 since the vehicle launched last month, paving the way for the Chinese electronics giant to challenge automakers from the likes of Tesla to BYD. Xiaomi aggressively priced the cars in a bid to win share of the Chinese market, the largest auto market in the world, with the basic model costing less than $30,000. Nearly 5,800 of the base models have been delivered since late March, with the Pro model set to begin delivery in late May. Xiaomi plans to deliver 10,000 SU7s in June. Google Meet, the high-quality video calling app available on Android, iOS, and the web, will soon let you transfer calls between web and phone with a new Switch Here feature. Let's say you start a call on your phone because you're not at your desk. Once you get to the computer, opening the Meet page preview for that call will soon open a Switch Here option, preventing you from having to hang up and rejoin. Switch Here is rolling out to all Google Workspace customers and users with personal Google accounts over the coming weeks. And finally, Threads, Meta's tech's first social media platform that launched last July, has 150 million active users. Meta CEO Mark Zuckerberg mentioned in his Q1 2024 earnings conference call Wednesday that MAUs have increased by 20 million, up from 130 million in February. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. And if you enjoyed the show, remember to tell a friend to check us out. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit eBay.com for terms.